special guest in the line with me right now. As many of you know, at the end of this month, coming up on March 27th through the 30th, there's going to be a Guide Dog Eaters convention down at the Singleton Ballpark, at Singleton at the ballpark. And one of the company, the proud representatives throwing that convention is Missouri Guide Dog Eaters. And their secretary, Judy Birch, now joins me to talk a little bit about that event and some of the other things going on with Missouri Guide Dog Eaters. How are you doing today, Judy?
I'm doing great.
And just before we get into talking about some of those events, I just let our listeners give our little listeners a little bit of your background.
Well, I am a guide dog user myself. I've been using guide dogs for 42 years, and I also am employed. I work for Missouri Rehabilitation Services for the Blind. I'm a rehab teacher. I go out and work with this people who are experiencing vision loss, you know, they need some help adjusting and learning new skills. I'm married, and my husband, Rick, is also blind, and he is a guide dog user as well. And I live in the St. Louis area, where we live in Creve Court. I'm active in the blindness community, I'm bowling, and I have... seven grandchildren. My two daughters are, well, actually six grandchildren, one on the way. Okay. I'm already counting her, or him. So that's a little bit about me.
Now, what's your highest scoring bowl, if you don't mind me asking?
Let's see. What is the highest I ever did? Was like 154.
So let's say you're doing way better. You're doing better than me. I'm not a great bowler of any sorts. But another thing that you know we mentioned as well, you have two guide dogs in your home. So how does that work with the interaction, I guess, between the two guide dogs? Because I know a lot of the times they're busy, you know, getting you around and things like that. But I know, like, I remember I went to the MCB convention and I saw all these guide dogs that kind of were together. It's kind of like they didn't know, like, what to do. Like, we're supposed to be doing something, but there's, like, so many other dogs, so many other friends here. So, I guess, just how is that working, you know, with the dynamic in the house?
Well, you know, when they're not in harness, they're just regular dogs. Mm-hmm. And we've pretty much had two dogs in our household for as long as we married. And each pair, I guess, has been kind of different. We had a couple of dogs that kind of ignored each other. And then our first two dogs that we had when we first got married, they would play for hours. And the dogs that, well, actually my husband just lost his dog, Melvin. It was kind of sudden. It was, I think he had cancer.
Okay.
He'd been having a few little problems, and he had a vet visit scheduled for the following Monday, but then that he passed away, he really started going downhill, and so we had tried to get him into the vet. Those two dogs, my dog Andy is a German Shepherd, and Melvin was a German Shepherd, and those two dogs love to play, but boy, when they played, I mean, it sounded like they were killing each other, because Shepherds, they can growl pretty deep, you know, they have real low growls, and so people would be like, what in the world? But, you know, they were just, they love to play.
Now, is German Shepherds the main breed that's used for, you know, guide dog usage?
Actually, not so much anymore. A lot of the schools, some of the schools are not even using Shepherds now, but some of them still are. I would say the most common breed would be the Labrador Retriever. Mm-hmm. The schools that we attend, the Seeing Eye, they do use a lot of Shepherds still. They're trying to the Shepherd in their line, as the Shepherd was the original breed. You know, Buddy, the first guide dog in the country, was a German Shepherd. So they're trying their best to, you know, to continue with the Shepherds. And one day I was on a Colorite van, and the person who was driving the van said, "Oh my gosh, it's a German Shepherd! I have not seen a German Shepherd guide dog in forever. That is so neat." It kind of made me proud, you know.
Yeah, you get the most unique guide dog in the building, I guess.
Right, but I've had three Golden Retrievers and.